I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. She's been called the Canadian Chekhov.
I was going to come dressed as Chekhov, but I didn't think it was a good idea.
That was Alice Munro at a reading a few years ago. This morning, she was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. She's the 13th woman to win the award in 112 years. We have Claire Massoud to speak with us. She's a Canadian-American writer. Her latest novel is The Woman Upstairs. So, Claire, what's your reaction this morning when you heard Alice Munro wins the Nobel Prize?
Yay! Fantastic. Three cheers, jumping up and down, sending emails, making phone calls.
So why? What is it about her that made you thrilled that she was awarded the prize?
You know, as a reader, you love a writer. It feels like a personal love affair, and then it's hard in a way to explain. The real trick is if a writer can make many, many people feel that way. And she does. And I think part of that is that she has incredibly lucid vision of the world and an unsparing one and is very honest.
You know, my reaction instantly was, oh my God, they awarded it based on writing instead of politics.
Right.
Every year it seems like there's sort of something politically transparent about the choice.
Well, you think to yourself, oh, will people start saying, oh, they gave it to her because she's Canadian? It seems hard to, seems hard to imagine. But they do sometimes say, oh, well, they gave it to that writer because they're from,
yes,
you know, X country or Y country. It's hard to imagine. That's one of the things about Canada. Canada doesn't seek special favors and usually doesn't get them, you know. Maybe people will say she gets it because she's a woman. I doubt it. There are lots of other women out there who seem to have been more in line for that type of accolade. She's somebody who doesn't seek these things. So that's part of the thrill, too.
Readers of The New Yorker have been reading her short stories for decades now. And it was interesting at this morning's editorial meeting, somebody said, I don't even know who she is. And we all jumped on them. What is interesting is that those stories, though they may be set in Canada, they don't scream Canadiana or being Canadian. Margaret Atwood publicly has been much more sort of pro-Canadian, Canadian culture. But it seems like Alice Munro has just been sort of quietly writing.
I think that's really true. I think she isn't a critic. She isn't a spokesperson. She isn't a public figure. 20 years ago, I drove the car for my husband to interview her at home. We took a wrong turning and we asked people in the town how to get to her house. And everybody knew, but nobody was going to tell us because they knew she didn't like visitors. So, you know, they knew she didn't want people driving up in front of her house and taking a photo. So we had the devil of a time finding her because she didn't want to be found.
Even though you were invited.
Right. That was the thing. We had to persuade. We went into a shop and finally persuaded somebody that we were legit and got the directions. But the first couple of people we asked, they weren't going to tell us.
So what is Canadian about her?
That's a bigger conversation. What is Canadian? I think, you know, I have a Canadian friend and we joke that saying sorry is Canadian. Sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. That's Canadian. I don't know if that really is. But I think certainly lack of affectation, lack of pretense, you know, she's not interested in glamour. She's interested in true, real things. And you can call that Canadian or not Canadian, but I think Canadians would like to think it's Canadian.
She is definitely not one to say sorry. She dives right in there into the interior life of her protagonists and the interior life of these places she writes about and nature.
Alice Munro's characters are very complicated, spiky people. They are not easily likable. They are not sort of cuddly and lovable. They're people with highly idiosyncratic psyches and strange behaviors and unpleasant longings. She's completely unafraid, and that's part of her genius.
Alice Munro came of age as a writer in the 1960s, and Margaret Atwood has described being a writer in the 1960s, a female writer, as still sort of like being a freak. What did Atwood mean by that?
I think the combination of being a woman writer and being in Canada. You know, there was a time when Canadian literature, or Canlit, people really thought essentially of Robertson Davies and Margaret Atwood. You know, those were the names that outside Canada people were aware of. For a Canadian woman, it meant breaking certain traditions and stepping out of line.
You know, she's now 82 and she started becoming a writer or becoming known in the 1960s. And we just talked about kind of how unusual it was for a woman of that era. Does that setting and that backdrop, that emotional backdrop come through in her stories written then about being a woman and being a writer?
In some of the early stories, absolutely that sense comes across. I'm reminded, though, of a wonderful story she told when we met her, which was about the fact that she was in Vancouver with young children at the time when she was first publishing. And she said it was the 50s, you know, and we lived in the suburbs and you were supposed to have always a pot of coffee on the go. And if a neighbor came around, you were supposed to open the door to your impeccable house and have coffee ready and invite them in, you know. And she said, I was no good at that. And at one point, one of her daughters was asked at school, or the class was asked, what do your parents do? And her daughter put up her hand and said, my mummy rests. Because when she wanted to write, she would go in the bedroom and shut the door and say, mommy's resting now. So her daughter put up her hand and said, mommy rests.
You're a writer, and in literary circles, do you think everyone today is sort of saying, wow, what a great choice?
I'm sure there are some naysayers out there. Damn them. But I think the vast preponderance of people are jumping up and down and are absolutely thrilled.
Clara Massoud hails from Canada as well as the U.S. Her latest novel is The Woman Upstairs. Thanks so much, Claire.
Thank you, Carol.